Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, joined by Bob Flounders and Andrew P. Shea. Ross Tucker is going to be along shortly to handle Tucker's tape and ask Ross. First of all, though, it's Andy and Bob. Andy, how are you doing getting ready for this 4th of July weekend?
Doing okay. Very busy. Been a difficult week, but a good week.
All right. Well, we'll let that conversation go for off the air. How about you, Bob? How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Hopefully the week wasn't too difficult for Andy, but he's here with us. So I'll take that as a good sign. And we have a lot to get to, I think, this week.
Yes, we do. And let's get right to it with the news. And Sandy Barber met the media this week on Wednesday afternoon and had a lot of information, not the least of which was she mentioned, and James Franklin had not talked about this at all, that they had done 102 COVID tests and have had zero positives. That was one of just many tidbits that she provided, Bob. A little bit surprised at how much information we received?
She was forthcoming, I think, more so than usual. But I just think now that we're in July and now that everyone's got some pretty obvious questions, I thought it was very interesting what she said. I have to say the 102 tests with no positives, I mean, that is obviously very good news, Andy. But and the majority of these players, right, are football players. There's some other sports that are up there, but I think predominantly we're talking about mostly football players. But I wasn't that surprised by that result, only because, Andy, I know how James Franklin is. He is a stickler for organization and details. And I think he would take this as a compliment if I said he was a clean freak, because that's just what he is. He's just a person that is he just emphasizes that. You know, when he's in press conferences, if somebody else opens his water, he won't even take a swig of that water. I think he's very much that way. So I knew that Haluba Hall was going to be in perfect, immaculate condition, and he was going to make sure, along with the medical people, that there was going to be literally, it was going to be as close to germ-proof as possible. But I think the other aspect of that zero positives, Andy, is that I think it speaks a little bit to the leadership of the program on the team and the fact that it's not really just about testing positive during workouts, but it's kind of how these guys are conducting themselves, you know, away from the workouts when they're not on the field. What are they doing on their downtime? And I just think that they got a pretty strong leadership group. And I think that, you know, maybe their focus is there when they're not playing football and they're not maybe, you know, maybe there's not big frat parties or there's no parties. I think that they're trying to take this very seriously. I think this is a team that's very goal oriented this year. They want to play. I think they have something to prove. I think they know they're talented. And I think they're doing everything they can, both on and off the field, at least early, to try and get this thing going.
Yeah, you're right, Bob. I think the message has come. It starts with James and it filters down to the leadership. But individual accountability,
right,
is very important, because, I mean, the spread of this virus is personal accountability, right? What calculated risk do you take? What calculated risk do you not take? Do you protect yourself? Are you doing the most that you can? I was not surprised that Penn State had zero pop tests as well. I know the majority of those 102 were football. I know they have a large contingent from the other five sports that they welcome back to campus to begin workouts that they haven't received results back for. But this to me tells me that each player understood the accountability, and there's a lot at stake. I mean, if the virus starts running through a team, then that adds to the negative list. And Sandy said it as well. She's got some pessimism about a potential delay or cancellation of this of this upcoming season. And she talked about that. So the two are correlated, right? Like, you, if these players that are welcome back to campus under this extreme bubble circumstances, if even that doesn't work, then nothing will, right?
I want to follow that up with something, and Sandy did allude to it, you know, that thought of some places where it's encouraged, catch it now, get it behind you, get essentially herd immunity for a team. Yes, I'm going to be the jerk who will ask that question. Yes, it's best if they don't have it, but, you know, you laugh, Bob, but is it possible Clemson, with their 37 infected players here in, you know, as we're just starting July, are they going to be better off come September and October because of that?
You know, nothing would surprise me when it comes to college football, the further south that we get in terms of approach. I just don't know. I wish I knew more about the coronavirus and how what happens once you get infected, as far as how much immunity do you have after that. I think scientists don't know that, but I am familiar with the line of thinking you're putting out, Jim. I know that a lot of people are speculating on that. I think it, I'm glad that Penn State is approaching it the way that they are, and trying to do everything in their power to kind of flatten this out. Don't take any risks, do their part. A lot of what's going to happen, though, I think in the next 2 months, you know, even if Penn State is a model program in terms of getting ready for the season, there are other factors that could conspire to undo, you know, an on-time start. You know, a lot of it could be about the teams that they're playing. A lot of it could be about some of the non-conference teams that they're playing, right? I just think that a lot's happened in the last couple of weeks that's kind of created this pessimism. And you have to ask yourself, are we better off? We're almost, you know, this started in early March, and now we're in early July. How much progress has really been made in that time period? And then how much more can be expected to be made in the next 60 or so days without a vaccine? I just think that Penn State is committed to trying to get this season going. I think they want to get this season played on time, or as close to on time as possible. But I do think ultimately, if it is not on time, I don't necessarily – I think that it could just be out of their hands, Jim and Andy, and I think that's what Sandy is kind of acknowledging. They can do their part, but it might not be enough.
To that point, you know, I want to make this clear. I am not saying that at Clemson or anywhere else they're trying to make this happen. But, you know, they may not be looking to, you know – quite as diligent as some other schools might be, including Penn State. But Andy, I'll ask you this one. This struck me a bit also. It's great. They're very diligent, it seems, in handling this. But they said zero positives out of 102 tests. They're testing the players when they initially get there. But after that, they're only going to test when they have symptoms. Did I hear that correctly? And does that surprise you also, Andy?
No, that makes perfect sense, because after you're initially tested, there is no – you can do the personal accountability. They can do what they do, which is check the player's temperature, ask them if they're displaying any symptoms. But after you test negative, there is no value to testing again, unless you display symptoms or unless you feel like you have symptoms. That's the only reason to test again. If you have an initial test, it makes no sense to test it again. And the herd immunity thing is just crazy, because it's, why would you purposely make yourself sick? But
I just heard a story at Alabama, just in the general student population, they're actually doing that. But And again, I don't think they're intentionally doing it, but I'm just wondering if they're not too disappointed that it's happening. I will take the other side on that testing issue, though, Andy, because are these players, if they were, you know, quarantined among themselves and they're all tested and they all tested negative, that's one thing. But if they're living any kind of life, they can go out somewhere to a party, the girlfriend, anywhere else. come back asymptomatic and still bring it in. So there's a lot we don't know, and there's still a long way to go.
Right.
And I do want to hit on a couple other things that Sandy talked about. And we all knew, so this shouldn't be a surprise, we all knew that capacity crowds probably were unlikely. But Bob, this was the first time that was addressed, and she actually put out the words, hey, look, if you're not a season ticket holder, you're probably not going to get into the stadium.
Yeah, and didn't that feel like a common sense response? I mean, how would they couch it any other way? If you're going to give priority to somebody other than a season ticket holder, then why are all these season ticket holders jumping through all these financial hoops for all these years, you know, when there wasn't a pandemic to see Penn State football? I thought it was an honest answer. I thought it was a no-brainer answer, and I don't think anyone should have been surprised by that. The stadium, if it's a quarter full, I mean, other than maybe students, who else was going to get into the stadium but season ticket holders?
Yeah, exactly right. And I think also, Andy, you know, the question, I'm not sure she answered it directly, is what about other fans who just want to be part of the experience at being on campus or being near their game day and tailgating? But I'd have to think there'd be some restrictions there also, don't you, Andy?
Well, I think there are the restrictions, and I thought she couched her answer intentionally, and she did it very well, by saying if you're not a season ticket holder, you don't plan on being in the stadium. She also said they are working with the state health officials to figure out what they can and can't do. And I think and she said, we have a bunch of different scenarios. And I think they've had the time to work through all the scenarios. So what they're going to have to do, what the state sort of says they need to do in order to make it happen. So they have many, many scenarios placed. But in terms of hanging out around the stadium, I can't see that happening, let alone fans in the stands, except on an extremely, extremely limited basis.
Yeah, I have to agree there. And I had someone from the university say that, look, they're not doing plan A and plan B. They're doing plan A, B, C, D, yeah, E.
Right.
And Sandy pretty much confirmed that was the case. There's so many variables and so much that could happen between now and then. All right, guys, I'm sure we're going to continue talking about this in the coming weeks. But right now, we're going to do Tucker's Tape and part two of Ross's conversation with Nolan Rucci.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.